Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 109, How to Invest Your Life.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people. Pastor Brad Miller with the Pathway to Promise. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about how to invest your life. Here at the Pathway to Promise, we invest in you. We invest in encouraging you by sharing with you teaching and leadership and guides and interviews about how to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can head on over to our website, pathwaypromise.com, for a free gift and other helpful tips for you there to help you know how to overcome adversity and invest your life into something that matters. Today, we're talking about just that, how to invest your life. Barely a day goes by in my life when I do not receive some piece of mail or an email or a phone call or some internet, Facebook post or something that has to do with investing. Almost always about a financial investment opportunity. And that's, you know, it is smart to invest financially, to be sure. But I want to talk to you today about how to invest your life. Many of us spend a lot of time thinking about how to invest our income. Have you ever considered how important it is to invest your life? At the end of your life, how you would determine if your life was worthwhile? What do you want people to say about you when you're gone? What criteria are you planning to use to how to you value or evaluate your life? What return and investment are you expecting out of how you invest your life? I want you to think about three ways how you can look at your life here today. Number one is you can waste it. There's lots of ways to do that. You can just spend your whole life in front of a screen, can't you? In front of a television screen or a computer screen or your phone screen. Many of us spend a lot of time watching other people do stuff on a screen. Others of us just kind of get by. We kind of punch the time clock of life. We just simply exist. We take up space. We draw breath. We do not much more. It is about being a consumer only and not being a contributor to life. You're not a time waster, are you? You're not going to waste your life. Some of us who listen to my voice here today have already thinking about how you've already wasted so much time already. It doesn't have to be that way. So you can waste your life. Another way you can consider what to do with the rest of your life is how you spend your time, how you spend your life. We spend our time in lots of activities. We have our careers, our jobs, a hobby, different experiences that we have, weddings, funerals, having children, raising children, vacations, travel. There are lots of ways to spend your time and energy. The average American will spend about 29,962 days on this earth. That's a lot of days. How will you spend your days? Because we do. Time goes by, whether we waste it or whether we spend it. Nothing stops the clock. Nothing stops the calendar. So that's two things about how to use your life. You can waste it or you can spend it. But I want to talk to you mostly about how you can invest your life. Invest it in something that simply will outlast you. Take the long look at your life. Get an eternal perspective. If you're a follower of a power greater than yourself, a spiritual person, spiritual man or woman, I'm a Christian, you know that almost all spiritual religions talk about an eternal life of some sort. Jesus, in fact, talked about having an eternal investment. So here's some principles about how to invest your life. Number one is ownership. If you're a spiritual man or woman, you understand that you don't own anything. God owns everything, and it's on loan to you. But it's on loan to us to use well. That's called good stewardship. So for the 80, 100 years we're on this earth, understand we don't own it, but we are allowed to use it. Number two is allocation. That is, we have certain gifts and abilities and opportunities that are allocated to us. I believe God has allocated to you a promised life, a peace and prosperity and purpose. That's peace of mind, peace in your heart and your emotions. That is prosperity, which is having good health and vitality and enough of everything in your life, including financial resources, and of purpose, which we're talking about here really today, having a greater purpose for in your life. So you have ownership, you have allocation, you also have accountability. That is, we are expected to use these gifts that we are given. We're expected to use these to the benefit of others. And that God has that expectation for us, for those of us who are believers. And if we are believers, we also believe that one day we will need to give an account of ourselves, of what we have done with our life. Accountability. Another thing is utilization. That is getting the best out of ourselves, getting the best out of our abilities. Utilization is using your talents to their fullest. That means taking a risk once in a while. That means having faith, stretching yourself. The fifth principle for investing your life is motivation. This is overcoming our fears, being motivated by what is possible. Use your talents. Be motivated to do so. Overcome your fear. The sixth principle of investing your life is application. This is simply, you got to use it or lose it. If you're a good musician, use your musical abilities and practice them. If you're good at business, use your business abilities to make a lot of money and do other resources in order to use those resources to help other people. Apply those things in your life, and good things will happen. And the seventh part of investing your life is compensation. I just believe that God has a bigger plan for you, and you will be rewarded. You will be rewarded by God when you invest your life. The Bible talks about the parable of the talents, where those who hid the talents, were not rewarded, but those who invested their talents were greatly rewarded. I know in your life, you want to invest your life. Don't waste your life. Don't just spend your time, but invest your life. Here at the Pathway to Promise, we're here to help you on this process. Go to our website, pathwaypromise.com. Get our free gift. Check out the other resources we have for you to help you invest your life. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.